And now it's time for the Wild Side News with your host, Sydney Wildsmith.
Wait till you hear what's happening to the environmental movement. In a strange twist, the last election has forever changed the direction of those who champion the Earth. The 2004 election somehow reined in the enormous emerging nature industry to see which way it would go. Well, the bell is rung, the race is on, and the will to change now has been unleashed. It's full tilt to a better world now. It's our time. Hop on for the ride of your life. So when we return here on the Wild Side News.
Welcome back to the Wild Side News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
Well, we've got a great show today. I'm really energized. I think there's some great things happening on the planet here. You know, this last election was like coming up to a spotlight and waiting to see which way to go. We came to the crossroads, and a light turned red in both directions. And then, in a strange twist, the reds got to go first. Well, a lot has been learned from this moment. And my best take is that the green light just appeared for us. The green light for starting the drive to energy independence. The green light to become more self-reliant, more actualizing, and independent on our own sense of what is needed, how to get there, and then making it happen. We have a choice. I mentioned this on my November 4th show. Those of us who listen and learn and hear the evidence that, yes, the world is changing quickly, are now determining to work together. It's so interesting. I think some terrific good will come from this moment. And the Wild Side News is going to be right here, moving this forward, uniting the leaders in industry, science, nature, and politics to move now that the green light is so clear. Today, we begin with the news, then we continue our investigation into the future and take a musical journey together to Canyonlands National Park. Then, in segment two, we move up the coast to Portland, Oregon, and the famous Powell's Bookstore, a new partner with the Wild Side News, and catch the latest buzz on new books from the nature industry, and about some of the ancient classics that they carry in their rare book collection. And in segment three, I invite you to take a peek at the new Wild Side News Bookstore and Art Gallery. It's all coming up, but first, the news. The old news. The Bush White House interprets the recent election results as a clear mandate to continue its environmental agenda to the groans of environmentalists from all camps. First priority, drilling for oil in the Alaska Wildlife Refuge. James Conaton, chairman of the White House Council on Environmental Quality, said the administration will continue, a quote, a partnership with the oil and gas sector, but also will work with conservation organizations as long as they are willing to engage constructively on defining priorities and practices in domestic production. Second, re-examining the Endangered Species Act, protecting rare plant and animal species and their habitats. Environmentalists counter that they will continue the partnership with the nature and environmental sector, but will work with oil and gas industries as long as they are willing to engage constructively in defining priorities and practices for domestic health, sustainability, and rapid transformation of our society into an energy-independent nation, something the vast majority of Americans want soon, as the price of old technologies burdens the nations with wars, staggering debt, and insecurity, all of which could be reversed with wise and realistic agendas for self-sufficiency. And third, the Bush administration plans to take America's public land treasury and continue to deplete it with deregulation and promotion of oil, gas, timber, and mining contracts throughout the public lands held in trust to every single American. And now, the good news. FedEx Kinko's, which have come together in one company recently, announced yesterday that it is meeting its benchmarks to implement its old growth-free policy, thus leading the paper market on a path to sustainability by increasing the amount of recycled content of its behind-the-counter paper stock. The increase reflects FedEx Kinko's renewed commitment to environmentally ethical forest products and is acknowledged by leading environmental groups as a significant benchmark. In March 2003, then Kinko's Incorporated, promised by the end of 2004 it would only purchase forest products from suppliers that have independently verified their party certified well-managed forests, giving preference to qualified Forest Stewardship Council certified suppliers. That's the FSC that we've talked to prior in an earlier show. Larry Ruggiero, director of the environmental affairs for Kinko's, stated, "FedEx Kinko's is committed to careful, long-term decision-making that generates economic, social, and environmental value today and for the future generations. With the introduction of 30% post-consumer content paper in our highest volume area, FedEx Kinko's is again leading the way to meet the growing demand for sustainable products. It's a move that is good for business and good for the planet." The Rainforest Action Committee's Gregory Heil commended Kinko's, noting, "FedEx Kinko's is responding responsibly to market demand for environmentally ethical paper products. We strongly encourage all forest product suppliers to take note of this increase and take immediate action to meet future retail demands for good wood products. The future of our forests and all life depend on it." Venture capitalists are seeing the green light ahead for their investment strategies. It's a green light to green profits, and it's becoming a hot investment opportunity. California State Treasurer Phil Angelides said, "There are new industries growing, and we ought to be on the leading edge of investment in these." He champions the green wave investments. "It's a place where we can win." Venture capital investors are projected to commit between 10 and 20% of their investment dollars in green industries in the next decade. Key players include CalPERS, the nation's largest public pension fund with $177.8 billion in assets, and CalSTRS, the number three fund with $118.5 billion in assets. They are committing $950 million this year to new green ventures. Unlike the past, investments in these technologies aren't spurred by onerous environmental regulations. Instead, businesses are looking for ways to slash costs to remain competitive in the global marketplace. Bob Epstein, co-founder of Environmental Entrepreneur States, "It's driven by economics. None of these companies is doing it because they think they have an environmental mission. The green light is on." And by the way, ants are invading San Francisco. Ants from around the world are streaming into San Francisco and are massing in the halls of the California Academy of Sciences and its Natural History Museum. Six colonies, including an 800,000 army ant colony, have taken up residency in the hopes of educating and inspiring visitors to appreciate just what a wondrous and complex system they are. If you'd like to know more about this, you can contact the California Academy of Sciences Natural History Museum by calling 415-750-7145 or visit their website at www.calacademy.org. That's CalAcademy.org. And that's the news. A couple of weeks back, we helped out the canine search and rescue teams in Montana. Magellan and Talus generously donated four of their GPS units. Adventure Medical Kits gave $500 in medical gear. And Air Grill Blower donated 12 of their wonderful hand-powered fire stokers. Well, I have an Air Grill Blower right here. And it will go to the first listener who calls in our toll-free number, 888-327-0061 right now, live, and asks for an Air Grill Blower. We'll send it right on out to you. So call this number now, and you can win this handy unit for all of your fire starting needs. Call 888-327-0061. And because this is radio, I'm going to give you a little sound concept here of the Air Grill Blower. Ready? Here we go. If that doesn't do it, I don't know what will. Anyways, yeah, if you want to win this thing, call right now. We're going to have a lot of great things to give away here in the months ahead as we partner with lots and lots of fabulous companies and people. So that's 888-327-0061. And when you go to the website today, by the way, I've posted some images from NASA on today's show page. They're images of the universe. You know, they put up a weekly image which has shows the beauty of our cosmos and our universe. And through their technological wizardry, they continue to bring us some startling images. And so we're going to continue today to have some fun. Coming up, we're going to have a talk with Aaron Gilbreth of the legendary Powell's Bookstore about some great new and old nature books that would make great reading and gifts this holiday season, and information on our wonderful partnership and how they will that will serve us all. And in the spirit of the season, I thought it might be terrific to take a short musical journey. So, you know, a number of years back, I'm a pretty serious artist. I used to paint all the time. And as a matter of fact, I traveled around to a series of national parks to bring art to the parks, and as not only painting, but also music and poetry and other things. And so while I was in Canyonlands, which is one of the most amazingly beautiful places in Utah, and that's why so many people get concerned about the future of Utah, one morning I got up and I composed a piano piece inspired by the beauty of Canyonlands. And we're going to take a break here and have some fun. And I hope this all works well. We're going to try to cue up the Canyonlands piece. So let's give it a try here. This is my first time with the CD player here, and guess what, folks? That was actually a different piece called Susan's Song. So let's take another try here at trying to get to the Canyonlands piece. So here we go, and this will probably take us out. But when we come back during our second segment, we're going to head on up to Portland, Oregon, and talk about some great new book ideas that are coming out in the nature industry. So anyways, here comes Canyonlands. Well, this is not working well for me today. So let's try this again here. This might be better. Thank you. come back, more of the Wild Side News.